Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, truvysalonandspa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Welcome. I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Beach Drop Bar, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, ass. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. My name is Will Coons. Welcome to the program. You can always get in touch with us at 813-693-2124. The voice and text line is open. HMBRadio.com is the website. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at home_made_man. So just a reminder, we switch things up in the new year. You probably already know, but Anna Hummel and I started doing a live stream on Wednesday evenings around, I'm at the mercy of Anna, so between 5 and 7, I would say. Usually about 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. on Wednesdays is when it starts, and you can subscribe on YouTube and Facebook. We stream there and my Twitter page. So if you want to watch and interact, that would be great. I would love that. That's terrific. So this show is, replay of that stream. But make sure you subscribe to the podcast and share it with your friends and family and all that. That really helps us out. And it's always a pleasure to be here with you. So without further ado, let's get into the show. Hey, Anna, how are you?
Hey, you look great.
Thank you. 15 pounds. 15 pounds down.
Woo!
Feeling good in less than 2 weeks. How
That's
about
fantastic.
That?
Fantastic.
All you got to do is not shove a bunch of food in your
and
mouth.
Take meth.
Meth helps.
Meth definitely helps.
It does make me, I feel like the effects of the meth are kind of wearing down. Meth, by the way, is a drug that my doctor prescribed to me and it's essentially methamphetamine. It actually does have a prescription name, though. I can't remember it off the top of my head. Fen something.
Yeah, you know, I looked it up.
Yeah. And initially, the first day I took it, I was like, let's go. Uh-huh. I was ready to go, worked out hard, not really much of an appetite. Uh-huh. Now that tends to be waning a little bit. I will say that I did, I'm much more happy in the morning now. About 20 minutes after I take that pill, I'm a little more peppy than I usually am.
Okay.
I will say that.
So what do you don't take it with food, I imagine?
No, you just, as soon as you wake up,
you just pop that puppy.
Pop it. Okay. Get ready to go.
And it's just one pill?
One pill. That's it. It's tiny. It's about this big.
Okay.
Very tiny. And then.
And then what's the onset? Like 10 minutes later?
About 20 minutes. 20 minutes. You're ready to go. Okay. I don't know if I guess it's working on my appetite. I'm doing intermittent fasting too for beautiful. 12 and 6 weekdays. Weekends, I'm a little more lax with it, but you know, 5 days is pretty good.
Yeah. Like how my roommate feels about Jesus is how I feel about intermittent fasting. When people tell me, I'm like, that's great. Let's talk about it.
Like, yeah.
Do you watch Jason Fung? Mm. You know, Jesus is Lord and Savior.
I'm not like super into it, but I'm feeling good. I've been busting my butt. I feel much healthier. So thank you. That's very nice. I saw that you are still off social media. I tagged you in some posts and to no avail.
I retweeted our live stream on Twitter, but you were here. I just retweeted. I'm in. I'm out.
Yeah.
It's been a week, no social media, and I'm telling you, I feel really good. But I set the bar low. I've learned something from Mr. Jordan Peterson. I was listening to him give advice to young men, so I obviously tuned in because that's my demo. So he was like, your goals are too high. Mm. You got to keep your goals nice and low to the ground so you can step over it and then set another low goal and step over. And before you know it, you've climbed a mountain.
Yes.
But you said you only did it one step at a time.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to go off social media for 1 week. That was last Wednesday. It's now this Wednesday. I'm going to go another week. Why not? Let's go another week.
So. I am a little bummed because that means that this podcast doesn't get shared. And I'm trying to find every possible angle to get this show. And I mean, I'm not ashamed to say you have a bigger following than I do. So.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. Maybe everyone unfollowed me. Who knows?
Well, maybe. And that actually is going to lead me into a point of what this episode is about this week.
Uh-oh.
I promised this episode to some people who called in and asked about.
I'm excited about
a certain thing, and trying to work this angle and get reach more of an audience with this podcast has gotten me in trouble with some people. First, I want to say that this podcast is on Spotify, by the way. We did not quit because of Joe Rogan. I would also like to invite Joe Rogan to join HMB Radio.
Oh, wow.
If he is removed. I don't know if he's interested in that, but, you know, it's tough times. And I would love to have him. I can offer him a subscription to Spotify.
Maybe a free hoodie.
I can get him a hoodie and a subscription to Spotify.
That'd be dope.
And that's it. So... that's what I can offer Joe. So just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hope maybe he'll take me up on that.
Ooh, so get into the juicy goss.
The juicy. Okay. So I'm trying, as I said, I'm trying to find an audience for this or reach more of an audience. We do have a little bit of a following here. But, you know, obviously I'd like to use every facet that I can possibly use to reach more. Now, this scenario that we're in here is awkward because, I mean, not really, but it is at the same time. So, yes, because you work for Bubba, I work for The Bone. If I'm sure most of the people listen to this show or watch it know what that means, that there's obviously a history there. I think it would be safe to say Mike and Bubba don't like each other. Mike Calta and Bubba do not enjoy
each
other.
That's a safe assumption.
They wouldn't say hi if they saw each other.
I think they may say more than hi, actually.
Yeah.
So.
And I did know that. And I also think that's what is kind of interesting about this podcast, because it's this weird bridge between the two. It's just not... maybe a bridge is the wrong word, but a weird connection, you know, because you're over there, I'm over here. We are friends.
Good friends.
Good friends. You're probably my best friend. You know, I did a show with you on the radio where I first started doing radio called Stay Woke. And I enjoyed that very much. And same. When you were terminated from the bone, we didn't do that anymore. So with this podcast, it kind of allowed me to work with you mm-hmm. again. And some, you know, even though it's one day a week, it's still something. Mm-hmm. We can kind of talk to each other on the radio and talk to people that are, you know, listening. And I like that. But initially, I was a little afraid to do that, just because I know the tightrope walk that it is, and I know the there's deep animosity on all sides with this thing. And as far as I know, Bubba is not a big fan of you doing this show with me.
Bubba doesn't care as long as it doesn't interfere with me doing my work for him, okay. Which makes sense and is yeah. fair. But so none of this takes, so I wouldn't be doing more. Like, I'm doing everything I need to do there, and this is just, you know, a side project that we do here. But he doesn't have any issue with you or anything like that. He knows who you are. He references you sometimes. He has no problems with you. He's maybe even, I don't know, side-handed comment about offering you a job. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's just, but he has no problem with you, but he does have a lot of problems with some of your associates.
Sure.
And maybe even the company you work for.
Yeah. And I mean, my associate's Johnny B. That's the only person that I talk to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see anybody. I don't talk to anybody else there. I mean, I was friendly. I did a good job at, not fighting with anybody for a long time. That was one of my biggest fears, was like starting some sort of drama. And now I feel like I'm fighting with everybody. Mm-hmm. It's awful. And you know, Mike Kaltzer came and did this show with just me, and it was awesome. I had a great time talking to him. I look up to him very much.
And he knows I do it with you.
And you know, yeah. And that was the funny thing before we got started, you know, then this was kind of even when we first started kind of doing it, well, full time, but the show together more regularly. Yeah. And the first thing he asked was, how's Anna doing? And I didn't know what to say. I was like, oh, she's great. I mean, she's okay. She's doing her thing. And I told him, I was like, I feel like that you and I had to be secretive about our relationship. Like we were gay in the 50s,
yeah.
Is what I felt like, just because I didn't know the rules.
Sex in bathhouses and airport bathrooms.
Right. I remember there was a point where we were afraid to put each other on their Instagrams because we didn't know if we were going to get in trouble with anybody, and we didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was like, oh, and he went, oh, no, I don't care. You know, I get it. And I go, okay, awesome. I'm happy to hear that. That mm-hmm. makes me very happy. And he did the show. It was great. We had a good time. You know, whatever. And then, you know, me and Johnny would fill in for his show, and that was always a good opportunity, like doing that. And we kind of became his main, you know, fill in people when he was gone. So if you listen to the Mike Helter show, you may know that I received a nickname during one of their games, a new moniker. It used to be When in Doubt, Will Koontz It Out for Whose Tweet Is It Anyway, which is a terrific game that Galvin came up with there. And that is, you guess, that he reads a tweet, you guess which member of the Bone on air staff said it. So that was my name for a long time. And then recently, within the past few months, it's been switched to Bubba Army Will.
Ooh. And you don't work for Bubba, and you're not in the Bubba Army.
I've never met Bubba. I don't have any. Look, I know that him and Bubba have their issue. I've never met Bubba. I don't have any problem with anybody.
No,
you know, I, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I know their issue. I know what I've heard in
it's
the press.
Over, right? Yeah. You know what? It's over.
So, and I know what it stems from. It annoys me when I hear it. It bothers me because I wish, at the very least, that I was getting the benefits of this relationship that I suppose you have, because I am definitely not. So just before the holidays, I like I said, was trying to find a way to build an audience for this podcast, for this show. And I think it's a unique thing that we got going on if you live in Tampa, just because of the setup. And sometimes people use hashtags to promote things. I use Tampa, Tampa Bay, you know, things like that, Florida, whatever we talked about in a podcast that week, to try to get people to click on that link.
On what's trending or whatever.
Yeah. You are the host or co-host of the Bubba Love Sponge Show. I am on 102.5 The Bone. So I hashtagged, I was trying to figure out hashtags, and I used hashtag Bone Fam, which is the Bones, you know, Bone Family
the
hashtag.
Fan base.
Yeah.
Or the on-air staff.
Yes. And then I also used BTLS hashtag.
Which is an acronym for Bubba the Love Sponge.
Right. And that's the show that you're on, and you're on this show as well. So trying to build that audience. And I didn't think anything of it. Johnny B text messaged me later that day, and he goes, "What the hell are you doing?" And I went, "What?" And he goes, "You can't be using those hats. What's the matter with you?" And scolded me about
the text.
Yeah. And I went, "What?" And I was kind of like shocked. I was almost annoyed with him. Like, are you serious? And then I go, Mike doesn't care. I talked to him about it. He don't care. And he goes, I don't know, man. He's like, I would take it down if I were you.
Is this before Johnny was contacted by anybody? It was just,
as far as I know, no.
That was just his initial reaction to seeing it.
And I think that I have,
on.
Yeah. I thought I have good intuition.
You do.
Not in this. Not in this occasion, though. I was shocked. So I said, all right, I'll take it down. I noticed that one of the likes, and I think it was actually the only like I had on that tweet, was from Spanish, which is Mike's executive producer. Okay. So I took it down, redid it without the hashtags, just put up the podcast like normal. And that night, later on in the evening, I'm looking. See, here's something I'll do, and this is, I've been called a mental patient for doing this, and maybe I am, that's fair enough. Every once in a while, I just check to see who's following you, mostly to see if I can unfollow them, because...
Is it an app that notifies you when you're unfollowed, or you just...
No, not that
You'll look up specific people to see.
Yeah, manually look. So out of, you know, the conversation I had with Johnny, I went and checked Mike's page, I'm gone. Not followed, I'm off his Facebook. I'm off his Instagram. I'm like, oh boy. Okay.
That's like the 21st century breakup. Like,
that's,
I don't want to be your friend. Yep. I don't want to associate with you. Don't call me. Don't text me.
Yep. You're blocked. Done. You're toast.
Yeah.
You're toast at that point. And I was
that
like,
means
oh man.
He went out of his way to look up all of your social media and unfollow you and unfriend you and unlike you and all that sort of stuff.
Which sucks, because...
And you're you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Especially him, because I do look up to him so much. And,
well, he's the daddy of the station.
And, yeah, he's a big dog. Yeah. And, you know, he said really nice things about me in the past, and obviously he trusted me with his show to, you know, do the show for him when he was gone. And, yeah, it did. So I was, you know, upset by it. So I tried to figure out how to handle this situation, and I said, well, I'm just going to be a man and call him.
That's balls.
Yeah.
Like, props for that. That is balls.
And it was during the Christmas toy drive. I knew that he was doing the toy collection at the Walmart, so I even thought about showing up, which I'm kind of glad I didn't do that.
No. Don't ambush people.
Yeah.
What time did you call him?
It was after the show was over. So I think it was around 11.
Okay.
11:30.
All right. You know his schedule. So,
yeah.
All right.
And it rang twice. Went to voicemail.
Ooh.
Said, okay. All right. Well, maybe he's, you know, talking to people, busy.
I'm sure he called you back.
He did not. No. So I texted him, and I wrote out a text. I don't have my phone on me, or I'd read it, but essentially saying, I understand where you're coming from. My fault. I didn't think about it. I won't do it again. I could see, you know, why you would feel the way you feel, which I guess is anger.
Now, did you just write all of this in also call him because your own intuition, or did maybe an executive or maybe a program director called you and told you?
Nobody told me nothing.
Okay, this was your own.
This was my own. I saw.
Okay.
You know, I saw that I was gone.
The response.
So I figured,
due to your own investigation, nobody else goaded you to reach out. Okay.
So I sent him a text message, no response for that text message, which I put a lot of thought into, and it was a long text message.
I'm sure you put it in like some sort of draft and read it over and over and then copy-pasted. That's when you know it's serious business.
Yeah. So no response to that. And then I even gave a donation to the Calta Family Foundation. A small one. You know, I don't have anything. So I gave a little bit during Christmas time. I do that anyways. Just what I can. And, you know, I don't know if he sees that or not, but that was my token
olive
gesture.
Branch.
Yeah. So ended up not getting any sort of response. And instead, now I have a new nickname on their show. And we haven't covered his show since. So I'm assuming that we're banned from that show.
At least for now.
Yeah. It's
so nothing was said on his part. No.
Nope.
Nothing.
Not
through the grapevine.
I only hear what they talk about on air, which is, you know, that I'm on the other team.
Well,
I'm accused. Yeah, it does suck. You know, like I said, I'm just trying to build something here. They don't pay me, and you know, you're not rolling in it either very well. Times are tough. I'm trying to find a way to monetize this podcast by any means necessary, because I'd like to stay in my apartment. I thought that, you know, people would understand that. And maybe I apparently misread the situation. And I feel sorry that it happened, but also, good Lord. I mean, can I just do something? Can I do something for myself to try to
reach a bigger audience?
Stay alive?
Yeah. Be resourceful. And our markets, I mean, are the same market. You know, it's like 25 to 54 men. That's who's listening to The Bone. That's who's listening to the Bubba the Love Sponge show. So it's smart, you know, to try to utilize whatever resources you have to reach both those audiences, because they have this similar interests.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's just frustrating. I just, you know, this guy has everything. You know, he's got a great life. I'm very jealous of it, and I know that he's earned it. But I'm just trying to make, you know, my own thing, doing the best that I can, and then to just be, you know, I can't, like, you can do it every once. If that's really how he feels, you're just like, oh, screw you. I don't want anything to do with you anymore. Then, I mean, that's certainly his choice, but it sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. I feel like... I'm trying to speak carefully as possible, because I feel like I don't want to get you in trouble, even if you agree. But we've talked about this before, where sometimes people lose touch with, you know, the type of drive that got them to the dance to begin with. Right. You have to do certain things, and you're not trying to step on anybody's toes, but you're trying to be smart about it. You're trying to utilize the resources you have. And you're getting punished for a battle that you have nothing to do with, but, you know,
tangentially,
we're tribes, we're tribal animals, and I belong to one tribe and you belong to another tribe. And we have no problems with each other as individuals, but the tribes themselves do have some conflict. And so by association, if we have any sort of interaction or talk to anybody from the other tribe, then, you know, the leaders of our own get upset. And you're just like, dude, your beef has nothing to do with me at all.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to reach out. I'm not trying to screw you over. I'm just trying to reach a bigger audience. And it sucks that sometimes people don't get that, or they think that somehow you're trying to screw them over, or that you've abandoned ship, or you've betrayed the cause, which isn't the case. And the fact that if you didn't reach out at all, like, maybe I could kind of see why he would be a little bit pissed. But I mean, it sounds like you've made three attempts in three different ways to kind of make peace. And if he still can't seem to understand that, you know, you're sorry, you understand what you did, maybe wasn't the right move. I mean, break off. I don't know. Yeah. That's what I would say, you know?
I mean, at a certain point, what you just go, okay. Do? Well, I mean, I've accepted it. I've kind of just moved on. I'm doing my thing, keeping my head down. You know, Johnny and I do our show.
Get in, get out.
And that's, you know, that's what I'm here for. So, you know, I could understand maybe even if I was, like, I know we work on the same station, but I guess I fill in. So I'm pretty good at putting myself in other people's shoes. So I can kind of see how he feels about the whole thing. But
also, I mean, you kind of tested the waters when you mentioned me on the show that he was a guest on.
Yeah.
And he asked about me, and it didn't seem like there was any animosity there. And he seemed to understand why I work for Bubba now and didn't have an issue with it. Totally understood it. So I think that if I was in your shoes and I had that same conversation with Mike, I would probably think the same thing, like, oh, Mike's cool. He doesn't care. He gets it. We're just trying to do a thing where, you know, we enjoyed working together and we're trying to build our own brand. So, yeah. But, you know, guess not.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but like I said, it is what it is. And so that's how I have the new nickname, Bubba Army Will. So if you hear it, that's why. And the mystery is solved.
Who else is using this moniker? Is it just the morning show?
I think it's just Mike. Okay. I thought that Galvin did, and I even texted Galvin. I go, are you seriously going to do this too? And he goes, no, I said Mike said that. Okay.
And you're on pretty good terms with Galvin, it seems like.
I don't know if I'm on good terms with anybody right now, because I feel like whoever Mike is mad at, everybody else is mad at. So, or not mad at, just like distance themselves.
Yes,
from. So,
you are the plague, you know.
Yeah. So that kind of stinks too. I've lost some people at the station on social media. Ryan Hoppy and I are no longer friends.
What?
Yes.
Well, that is a travesty.
Sad to say.
Did you unfollow him back? Is the move?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In a second. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ryan does do this every once in a while where he's mad and then he comes back and follows and you know, you follow each other again and friends you again and then okay, fine, now we're friends again. So Ryan has decided that that my crime was too great for him to remain even digitally connected to me. So he is X'd me as well. So Mike and Ryan Hoppy. And as far as I know, I don't know about anybody else. Last time I checked, everybody else was still there, but I don't know. So that is the story.
That really sucks.
It does, yeah. Let's see, we got some comments here. Darth Alica says, love the show. Stay woke 2.0. That's right. Yes, sir. Kevin O'Keefe. He says, you're welcome. I'll try again.
Thank you, Kevin.
Sweet. Thanks, Kevin. And Mike from St. Pete says, this sounds like an amateur marketing mistake. It doesn't sound like the reaction should have been taken 11 out of 10. I agree. But I can't help other people's feelings. I can only help my own feelings.
Yeah, but you tried to rectify to the best of your ability. And it's, again, you can't force someone to take your apology, accept your apology. So you did what you could. And now you just kind of got to move on with your life. You know, you tried to get the girl back. She's over it. And you just got to go, okay, well, I did what I could, and now I'm just going to, you know, move on. That's what you got to do.
Yeah,
but it does suck. And let me tell you something. Like, that is, I do not miss that at all. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice just having, like, one group of people that's the show, and you don't have to worry about other shows and pissing this person off and slighting this person.
Man.
But
I've fought with freaking everybody there, I think. Well, Roger and JP, you know, if you listen, if you're familiar with the Bone, they're in Long Island, and I've met them once, and they're awesome. Mm-hmm. Brett's awesome. I talk to Brett on Instagram sometimes. Drew and John are great. I love John Senning a lot, and Drew's really been cool to me too. The last show that was on, I've fought with pretty much all of them, all of those people. Their SBK show is no longer on. That is a whole other weird story that maybe we'll get to one day. Actually, I think a cat named Mo is coming on this podcast.
Oh, really? When is that happening? Can't wait to tune in.
Apparently in a few weeks.
You haven't said it, locked in a date yet?
We haven't locked in a date yet. Right now, he's finishing up his documentary about his movie and going to release it.
Doing a documentary about the movie?
Yes.
Interesting.
My understanding with that is I think he canceled himself, his movie himself, because it was too... What? Why do you have your head in your hands?
Didn't he work on that for like a decade and a half? Like what?
A long time.
And we're another. I mean, I went to the goddamn premiere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now the movie's no longer.
Yeah, something about it's too raunchy, too offensive for
this day and age.
For this day and age. So he's doing a documentary. I believe that's what it is, about the movie.
Okay. Great.
Yes. So
when in doubt, do a documentary about it.
Yeah, I was very. I don't know, but I've never had like an issue with Mo, but you know how sometimes, well, if you're on a certain show and you're fighting, somebody on that show is fighting with somebody else from another show, it's tribal warfare. Yep. So there was problems that even when you were there that we had with SBK and Mo and then JR.
I've had issues with every single show. Like at least once. And I feel like that's just a part of doing radio. I know you were saying earlier that you tried to avoid that at all costs. And so did I, because I thought if people were saying my name on the radio, I wanted them to be saying nice things about me or saying, you know, Anna's great, she's a nice person, whatever the case may be. I did not want any beef with anybody. I thought that was not the move. It scared me. But then I started to learn that sometimes when you stir the pot, it's actually a good thing. But you have to know when to step in, step out. Now, our boss, John Brennan, often said, try to fly as close to the sun as you can without getting burned.
Yeah.
Now, I flew right into the center of the sun more than once, and I burned. And I burned so bad that I got myself fired, which ended up being great for many reasons. The only, honestly, and I truly do miss working with you and Johnny on a regular basis, for sure. But everything else. Is better. Everything else is better. So I always say it was the best, dumbest mistake I ever made. It opened up a lot of doors for me. It allowed me to meet a lot of new people. But it's one of those things where it is sometimes good to make a little controversy, because guess what? That's entertaining, and we are in the show business.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the entertainment business. But sometimes you poke the bear a little too much, it bites you back.
Yeah,
and then you're effed. So
well, the only one I'm worried about or was worried about was Mike, because
that's
we were kind of
everything. Yeah,
we were kind of I don't think we were ever friends necessarily, but he was always cool to me, and it was cool to have that friendship or relationship or whatever you call it. Other ones I didn't care about.
Yeah, but he influences everybody else. So,
absolutely.
If he's not on your side, then then you have no camaraderie with anybody, because everybody else wants to jump ship because they don't want to be on Mike's bad terms.
Yes.
So exactly. That sucks. But, I hate to quote the Bible because it's stupid and fake, it's fables. But this too shall pass, Will. He'll find someone else to hate, or something else will happen. And I mean, I always think about, one of my darkest hours with my career, which was Hurricane Epilepsy 2019.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I want to say it was April 1st. It was April Fool's Day, ironically enough. So I thought it was a joke, but it was not a joke. It was real life. And about 2 weeks later, and I was really in the thick of it. I was suspended for a week. I was scared to talk about anything. I remember Johnny being like, you're not going to. Don't not be yourself now that, but you're shaking, you're shooken up,
Yeah.
You're like, oh God, like, what can I say? You feel like you have no grip on what's appropriate anymore. Cause you're like, I missed the mark by so much apparently. And in the moment I thought I was totally within bounds. So like, what else am I off base on? Can I not make jokes about, I do the Asian impression sometimes. Can I not do that anymore? Are people just going to jump on me because, I'm just easy target now? So I was very scared. But then, I don't believe in God. I'm an atheist, self-proclaimed atheist. But, God was looking out for me. And about 2 weeks into the thick of it, when I was really seeing no light at the end of the tunnel, because it just would not end. It was the tidal wave that just kept on coming. A blessing from God that just fell out of the sky like manna. And someone in our circle was in a scandal far, far, far more egregious than anything I could ever imagine. And I think I cried because I was so happy. I was so happy that someone tried to solicit sex from a child. And I feel bad for everyone involved. But For me, it was a massive win. It was a massive win. Mm. I remember it was like, you know, like the opposite of 9/11, like when something really good happens. And I remember like where I was, who I was with, who told me, you know, how I felt my knees. And I was like, thank you, God, this is great. And you know what? Within 48 hours, everyone had forgotten what I had done. Mm-hmm. And I honestly couldn't even take my superior seriously when they were trying to reprimand me for making an Instagram post when someone in our, you know, almost immediate orbit was dealing with something where they were, you know, a federal crime. You know, one of the worst things you could do is, you know, try to have sex with a kid. So I was just grateful that A, it wasn't a real kid. It was a cop. So everything's fine. You know, a little bit of an amateur move going on Tampa, you know, Tampa teens, like whatever. Like this is in 2003. Anyways, I'm not telling you how to be a pedophile. But what I am saying is sometimes you just get like a little nugget from God. You get a little gift. So maybe someone will try to molest a kid or something in the next couple weeks and it will take the heat off of you and it will be the best thing that ever happened. And I hope I dearly hope in my heart of hearts that someone tries to do something as egregious as that person did for me and just take all the heat off of you. So that's my well wishes for you.
Boy, I hope so. Fingers crossed for some sort of devastation to occur. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, Anna, you're on social media. I'm not. Follow me at home @home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. HMB Radio on Facebook. We're on Rumble Video for when we get kicked off. I'm putting these up on YouTube as well. You can watch the replay. And of course, you can still get the audio only on Sundays. I release those if you're listening in your car or something. You can just search HMB Radio, all one word. Please tell a friend about it. That really, really helps. And it's an easy way to
spread the word.
Word of mouth is your best form of advertising. You know, before I screw up again and do some other marketing that ends up getting me in trouble, maybe go into Tampa Teens chat room and share some links. And all of a sudden now I'm in trouble.
It's not really our demo, but hey, spread the word to an undercover cop.
And the Johnny B Show is number one with kids. We get a lot of kids that call in.
Awesome.
So, you don't want to risk it. So spare me the duty to go into Tampa Teens chat room and, you know, share links.
Don't make him do that.
Press the thumbs up button if you're watching on video. You know, I have some stickers. I still have stickers. I just found them the other day. I kind of forgot that I had stickers. Stay woke or gone. I have one Stay Woke on my fridge. That's it. That's the only one I have left.
Limited edition.
That's right.
Keep those for life.
And I do have some HMB Radio stickers, though, that I'm happy to send you if you go to hmbradio.com, hit the contact page. There's an email there. I hope it's up to date. I don't even know if I have the right email up there. It's thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com now. I used to have a Radio St. Pete email, but it doesn't work anymore, and they don't know how to fix it. So just send it to thehomemadebroadcast@gmail or Facebook, Messenger, you know, Twitter. My DMs are open. Instagram, same. I check those every once in a while. So, Anna, terrific.
Can I make a shout out really quick?
Yes, absolutely.
I have a friend that's actually running for Congress.
Oh, my.
And if you're in Florida District 13, which is Pinellas County, most of Pinellas County, Kevin Hazlett is running on the basis of freedom. So, like, you know, you didn't like the lockdowns. You didn't like the government telling you what to do and mandates and all that stuff. Kevin Hazlett is your man. He'll be running in Florida District 13 this year for Congress. Very exciting stuff.
Is he going up against Ana Paulina Luna?
I've heard that would have been his biggest opponent, but I've also heard that I think something happened with her dad. I don't know if he suddenly died. She may be pulling out of the race. I don't know if it's confirmed. This is kind of all hearsay. But if she does pull out, and Ana Paulina Luna, which is not her real name, by the way, it's something like German, but she pretends to be Latin, but that's okay. No big deal. But she was endorsed by Trump. That was her big thing.
Yeah.
I think because she liked guns and she's hot. I think
yes, she is.
Trump likes those
spicy
those two
meatball.
Things. Yes. Yeah. She's young. She's in her 30s. She's very sexy, was a model. I think she was in the military. but Trump endorsed her, so that kind of blew her name up. So she had a lot of popularity. She got a lot of money with her campaign. But Kevin is running against her. If she's still running at all, I don't know. But Florida District 13, Kevin Hazlett is your guy. So I'm very, very excited to possibly know a congressman. So
does he want
to
come on the show?
Possibly, yes. I will talk to him about it.
That would be cool. I'd like to talk to that. I know we got midterms coming up here pretty soon. So I'd like to get, maybe I'll see if I can get Charlie Crist in here too.
Yeah.
I had to unfollow him I follow the local politicians, which I hate all the politicians.
Yes.
But they're even the ones I really hate. I still follow because I'd like to know, Charlie Crist is our congressman here in St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed his page to see what the haps was, whatever he's willing to share anyways, and every day he's just campaigning on that page. It's just like DeSantis is a white, he won't condemn the whites. I mean, it's multiple posts a day. I get it if you want to throw out there, but you're like spamming us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I just want to see what you're doing in D.C. Can you just post that stuff? Is there a separate page that I can follow?
Nope. Sorry.
I can't wait for that to be over. November. Yep. So only 9 months. Yeah. 9 more months.
It's going to go by quick, though. Well,
pregnancy to go. So, yeah, that'd be cool. But, yeah, I'd like to talk to whoever's running for those things. I don't know if people would be interested in that or not, but.
Well, this is a local podcast, so yeah. This is the people that they probably want to reach. So I'll talk to Kevin about it.
All right. Very good. That's it. That's the show. Another one in the books. Remember, Wednesdays around 6 p.m. we'll be live streaming on YouTube and Twitter, my Twitter, and Facebook, the HMB Radio Facebook. So do subscribe over there. Interact with the show. It's a lot of fun, and we'd love to have you be a part of your life. It's good times. If you're feeling very generous, you can donate at hmbradio.com/donate. And somebody did that after the live stream. His name is Sean. Sean Stubblefield. So thanks a lot, Sean. Appreciate you doing that. It's there for you if you want. But you know what? I'd much rather you help spread the word of this program because I think it's fun. And I think other people would like it. And maybe I'm biased, probably am a little bit, but yeah, just retweet it, put it on your Facebook page. You got Anna from Bubble Love Sponge, you got Will from The Bone, the Unholy Alliance, if you will, and we have fun, as you can tell. All right, folks, that's it. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete or Sunshine 96.7, be sure to stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show, followed by the Indie Circuit. Follow Radio St. Pete. Keep up with them, too. Just Radio St. Pete on everything. Talk to you next week. Will Koontz, HMB Radio, on Radio St. Pete. See ya.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.